Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, Brian here with a little extra broad-waisted for your eardrums this week. If you had missed it, wanted to let you know that our own game master, Kimberly Schmidt, was on the Original Cast podcast. Now, if you don't know the Original Cast, it's hosted by Patrick Flynn. Every week, he talks about a different Original Cast album, and this week with Kimberly, he's talking Light in the Piazza, so you gotta check that out wherever you can find podcasts. On Twitter, you can find them at Original Cast Pod. In addition to that, we've got more podcasts to fill out your weekly listening schedule, because we know you just don't have enough. For instance, Kimberly started Broadway Baby. It's really great. I would highly suggest it. But then again, I'm being biased. But check it out. She and her husband, of course, enemy of the show, Jay, try to transform Alex, their friend, into a full-blown Broadway fan show by show. They've already covered shows like Hair, Sound of Music, Dear Evan Hansen, Legally Blonde, and there's so much more to come. Again, you can find that on iTunes, wherever podcasts are. Now, Kevin and I have started the Popcorn Project podcast. Say that three times fast. But we're talking about movies. One of us has seen a movie, the other person hasn't, and then we break it down with some fun guests and introduce the other person to that movie. Currently, we're going through all the Marvel movies. I love them. Kevin's never seen them, so we're going through them in order, one by one. It's perfectly marvelous. And down the road, we're going to watch all the High School Musical movies, we're going to watch Hugh Grant rom-coms, and yes, I'll finally watch Moulin Rouge. Check us out again on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts, and follow us at The Pop Pod on Twitter. That's The Pop Pod on Twitter. So, as a recap, subscribe to The Original Cast. Find Kimberly's Broadway Baby Pod and subscribe. And finally, look for The Popcorn Project podcast from Kevin and me. Rate and review us all. 5 stars, please. But before I go, wanted to share a little clip of Kimberly playing a game with Patrick on The Original Cast. Again, check out The Original Cast. We'll see you next week. Or you'll hear us next week. I don't know. I still don't understand. So,
yeah,
you have a game.
Oh, yes.
You say.
I have two games, and I realize that I never prep games for only two people.
I was going to say, that is tricky.
So, I prepped a game of plot points, which we play on the show, in which you give the plot to the melody of a different thing.
Of a different song, right.
And then you have to guess. What I'm realizing now is that since I have created it, I know all the answers.
Yes.
So I don't know if that will really work.
That's true.
But I also have my Lights of Broadway show cards in front
of
me.
Which I desperately want to see.
So.
The much talked about.
Yeah. Oh, some of them are backwards. But I think what we can do is play a fun game of heads up. So I have two choices. We can either put a minute on the clock. You go.
Mm-hmm.
See how many you can get. Put a minute on the clock. I'll go. See how many I can get.
Okay.
Or what we can try and do is put like 2 minutes on the clock and just pass it back and forth.
Oh.
And see how many both of us can get.
That might be
in
fun.
A teamwork aspect.
That might be fun.
Okay.
Yeah, let's try that one.
So I have my show cards. What I will say.
Let's explain the rules to the listeners at home.
Yes. If you don't know what Lights of Broadway show cards are also,
they're phenomenal.
Are amazing. Squiggs, who does all of the caricatures for each show throughout the season, created a trading card deck.
Yes.
And so you can buy them online, or if you're in town, you can go to one of those theater circle stores.
Right.
And they come in packs of five. And I think you can see how many I have right now.
A billion, yes.
Because all of ours got stolen out of our recording space.
Oh, is that where they... I knew they got stolen, but I didn't know where they got stolen from.
We were working out of a WeWork, and there was just like a miscommunication of when we were like...
Yeah.
When they moved, like a new tenant was coming in, and they just moved all of our stuff. And so we got our mics, but someone stole my show cards.
Oh,
yeah. And so you good people listening out there, I mean, I don't know about you, but Broadway's people
there's a Venn
listening.
Diagram yeah. Out here. Yeah, absolutely.
The overlap listening to this completely
refurbished
sent me
everything.
Just refurbished my whole collection, and I am eternally grateful. So I have just a small stack in front of me instead of the hundreds that I have.
They're sitting over there next to the whiskey.
So I have a small stack in front of me. We're going to play heads up, but with our Lights of Broadway cards.
Okay.
So I'm going to put 2 minutes. Being so quiet.
It's fine. And so heads up is?
Yes. So heads up, if you have ever There's like an app on your phone where you can play it. But basically, one of us will put a card on our heads, mm-hmm. and then the other person, taboo style, will try and get us to name said thing without saying the actual, any of the words.
So at this point, I do have to confess.
Yes.
That there is a blind spot to my knowledge.
Okay.
So I may pass. Okay. Well, no, there's just certain people who I will know who it is. But like my...
I tried to put like...
My, yes. A couple of the ones I'm seeing, I'm like, oh, I've known everything I've seen the front of.
Okay, great. Yeah. So there's a mix
But there's
of,
stuff that you guys, when you throw stuff out about a person, I'm just like, oh God, I never would have been able to do that. So we'll see what happens. But yeah. It'll be fun.
It's a mix of shows and people
right.
in this deck.
Yes.
Because I think that's easiest.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock, and then I'm just going to put...
Yeah, we got to create a space here.
Yeah.
Now. All right, we're going to move these sweet baked goods on this side of the coffee cups. And I'm going to move the microphones to the
okay.
side a tiny bit.
The warning I'll give you about these show cards is okay. that it's written on both sides. So just when you're picking it up,
oh, make sure don't look. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Would you like to go first or would you like me to go first?
Why don't you go first?
Okay.
All right, here we go. 2 minutes on the clock.
2 minutes on the clock. We're going to pass it back and forth and see cumulatively
how many
we can each do.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3.
It's upside down. Fiddler on the Roof, Fiorello... team.
Bach and Harding?
Yes.
Oh, set designer of Hamilton and Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes, no, I know exactly who it is. But
and
all I can think of is Andy Blankenbuehler, but he's a choreographer.
Correct. His last name.
Yeah.
What do you eat on the cob?
Corn.
It sounds like that, but add an extra vowel.
Nope, not going to get it.
Okay, pass.
Yeah. David Corns. No, never. Damn.
Okay. Oh, wait, I saw it.
Okay. Oh, gosh. West Side Story. Original. And, The Visit. Last show. No, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Wrong. West Side Story. The movie.
Rita Moreno.
There we go. Now that was a very Broadway conversation.
Ooh. The mother was on Will and Grace. The daughter was in Star Wars.
Oh.
They both recently passed away.
Yeah.
And they're on.
Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher
yes.
together? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a card.
I know. It's so good.
All right. Sondheim 9 performances. Angela Lansbury.
Lane Carriou?
No.
Wait,
Angela Lansbury, Lee Remick, after Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, there was,
Mary Lou Riolà.
No.
Company.
This is, actually jumped over it, and I'm trying to come up with another clue. Angela Lansbury is the mayoress of the town.
Anyone can whistle.
There it is. Okay. Oh, man. See, this is what's funny, is you're seeing what I know and what you know.
The Baker in Into the Woods.
Oh, Chip Zion.
Yes.
And I said his name right. There we go.
Okay.
We didn't do that great. 6, right? Oh, I didn't get that one. 5.
5.
5.
Okay.
All right. Let's try again.
Yeah, let's try and beat that. Now that there's a rhythm.
I want to see the picture of Chip. But that's really funny that, like, that's so funny to me that, like, just the different things people know about all this same stuff.
Oh, totally. And we have like, guests on the show all the time that are like, I don't really know things about
musicals. Well, that was what
I'm
was
just
great.
In them.
That was what was great about Come From Away, too, though, was...
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his name, but didn't know anything about music theater, and he asked you guys to do Canadian folk singers. He's like, I can do this with that. Because that
and
game
we
was
like,
hard.
No.
That game was great, first and last.
The lyrics?
Word,
the last word?
That was great. And that's a game. I loved
Thank
that.
You.
That yeah. was a really great game. Yeah. That's a really well
Yeah, that took
game.
A really long time to get
I know.
The things that didn't start with like the
yeah.
and end with like hmm.
So the game was that you had a song, you gave them, if you guessed you gave them the last word of the last line of the song.
Yep.
If you got that, you got 3 points. You then gave them the first word of the song, right?
Yes.
If you got that, you got 2 points. And then if
and
you
then I gave them the whole last
the
sentence.
The whole last sentence, which then it became.
Which sometimes was the title of the song.
And I did also like you were giving half points for great guesses, which is so so good. Because it was so true.
Oh,
it was
it's
like,
a
oh,
fun
that
game.
Could have been that. That's
yeah.
a great guess. You get credit.
Like, that is true.
Partial credit.
Yeah.
All right, let's try this again.
Okay. And we'll go.
Irving Berlin, movie holiday, Catholic holiday, big holiday in the spring.
Easter.
There you go.
Oh, the Easter bonnet?
There you go.
Okay. I forgot that card was consistent. Oh, what a fun one. Ooh, he was in Tick, Tick, Boom. He was in Company. He did Leap of Faith.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, the revival of Company.
Is that Boyd Gaines? Or is that... No.
It's now he's on Law & Order.
Oh, man.
His first name is also the romantic lead character in Phantom.
Raul? Oh, Raul Esparza.
Yes.
There we go. Wow.
It's more...
It is more... Ah, okay. Mentioned earlier incorrectly, Sweeney Todd.
Len Carey.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, the lead in Year in Town, brother of just Sutton.
Yeah, Hunter Foster.
Yes.
There we go. Playwright, How I Learned to Drive and Indecent, most recently.
Paula Vogel.
Yes, Catholic University graduate.
Oh, yeah?
To throw that
out. Oh, did you go to Catholic? I literally almost just read their names.
Oh.
It is a writing team.
Sure.
A man and a woman. They did...
Condon and Green.
Yes.
There you go.
Exactly. There aren't many.
Upside Down. Oh, Disney. I think their first Broadway show, based on a movie. Just made into a live-action movie from the cartoon.
The Lion King?
Nope.
No. Beauty and the Beast?
Yes. There you go.
Oh, okay. Rocky Horror, Picture Show. Yes.
Good start. I got to pass on that one.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
Actor, several Tony Awards. Damn.
Ah!
Yeah. I was trying to get
Mark Rylance.
Yeah, that would have been a tricky one.
Yeah.
Who is, where's the one I passed on?
Who's Annie Golden? Oh, she was
I know
in
her name, but I didn't.
The original cast of Hair?
Oh, she was Squeaky Frome.
And she was Squeaky Frome.
That's what I knew her from. Yeah, okay. How many? We did much
one,
better
two,
that time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Nice.
Oh, much better.
That's a much, much better effort. All right. Now I don't have to be ashamed.
That was
that.
Fun.
That
it's
was
way
fun.
More intense when there aren't three people screaming things at you.
Oh, yes, I would.
But I was just like, oh, it's just me. It's the only things that I can say. It's usually like by the time we're playing games, I'm like, I know the rules and I've had three drinks.
Did you guys ever have problems drinking in the studio when you recorded in a studio?
Yes. What do you mean?
Well, like that you were not allowed to would be my...
So when we were recording in a studio, it was a mutual friend who basically made his second bedroom into a recording studio.
Oh, okay.
And so he was fine with it because
so
it was his apartment.
Entirely his choice.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that he still has some of our show tumblers in his kitchen because we never
came back to get them.
Because we didn't go back to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were recording at a WeWork. We record here a lot because the sound is actually better here than a lot of office buildings.
It's pretty good.
This corner, it works
it's very
really
nice.
Well.
Yes,
yeah.
I like it.
So we record here when we can, and then we just record in Brian's office, basically, in there. They let him use the meeting space anytime we need it.
Oh,
and because
okay.
we're drinking, we're recording after office hours, so
right.
there's not a lot of sound. But no, very... Yeah, no,
because
we
I just
really
always assumed
trouble.
You guys recorded in somebody's house because you were drinking, and then when one of the episodes you mentioned, we were recording at some studio, and I was like, oh, God, like, I can't bring water into a studio, let alone, like,
yeah,
alcohol.
So he was fine with it.
Mixed
also, there was a bar...
I mean, you guys are drinking, like, cocktails
yeah.
a lot of the time.
Well, that's why we have Broadway sippy cups.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
That's how that started.
Uh-huh.
Because we were nervous about it. But there's also a bar downstairs. So when we were recording at the studio, we would meet people at this bar, have a round at the bar,
mm-hmm.
and then go
and
upstairs.
Then go upstairs.
So that
okay.
we weren't drinking as
pre-game.
Much.
Sure.
And because we were getting charged $1 a minute, so we were recording for far less time.
Oh, sure.
The only time we've been like sneaky about it is if we've rented like rehearsal studios. Like,
oh,
we'll go to, like,
yeah.
Pearl or something
sure.
if we're in a pinch.
Sure.
And so there we just, like, bring in a tote bag and hope no
and
one
hope
comes
nobody
in.
Nobody says anything.
Yeah. yeah. And
totally.
No one ever has.
No.
It did get to a point where, like, we recorded with someone and, like, the front desk knew who we were. So that, like, that was fun.
Oh, cool.
But we were also just like, we promised to be good.
Yes. No, we don't really drink. We just pretend. It's part of the bit. It's the bit
no,
of
there's
show.
No pretending.
No, I know. But
there are a few, but there are some sober episodes.
Sure.
There are some really not sober episodes.
I was going to say, I should say, if you don't listen to the show, and you should, it is not a see how drunk we can get in an hour thing.
No.
It is a bunch of friends drinking and talking about theater.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what the vibe is.
Yeah.
So yeah, it gets loose at the end because everybody's a little tight, but it is not a drinking game
No,
type
it's
podcast.
The same
yeah.
thing like if you and your friends are going to see a show and then you need to talk about it after and you go to the bar and you get two drinks.
That's very much
how it started.
Right.
And then every once in a while, you know those days where you're having so much fun that you drink just more than
going.
Two.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.